Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is your host, Chris Miles, the cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Guys, welcome to our show that's for you and about you. Those who work hard for your money and you want your money to start working harder for you now. You want that freedom, cash flow, and prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now, to live the life that you love with those you love doing what you love. And more importantly, it's not just about being rich. It's about creating a life of meaning and purpose and creating a ripple effect through the lives of others. Because as you are blessed financially, you can do the same for others. Guys, welcome to our show. Appreciate you coming in here, tuning in. Man, you guys, some of you guys have been like the best, coolest followers I have ever met. And I just love talking to you and reaching out. Thank you for the question you have. By the way, if you want topics to be addressed on this show, shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com. And hey, let's talk about it. Let's bring up these conversations that you want to have on the show, things that have been burning your mind, saying, Chris, how do we do blank? Or Chris, what are your thoughts about this? So guys, I'd love to have that. So be sure to shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com, as well as check out our website, moneyripples.com. Hey guys, quick shout out to our sponsor, American Homeowner Preservation. Hey guys, if you want to make a great rate of return with little money out of pocket, even as little as $100, and do it while helping other people as well, check these guys out. The website's fundingahp.com. The way they do it, they crowdfund money, people's money together to go and help essentially become the bank. They buy people's mortgages that are defaulting, people that are late on their mortgages. They help them refinance, stay in their home and or sell their home so that they can be in a better financial position. And the cool thing is that they pay awesome returns and they pay it monthly. And like I said, you can invest with as little as $100. So check them out. Websites fundingahp.com. That's fundingahp.com. Check them out. Okay, guys. So I want to talk to those of you that especially have been followers of Dave Ramsey, whether currently or in the past, right? And I'm specifically calling out those of you that are, I would refer to as Dave Ramsey graduates or Dave Ramsey poster children, right? Those of you that did the best, you know, Dave Ramsey would be so proud of you. He'd give you a big old warm hug and say, so yeah, he'd be so proud of you for what you have done. But you know what? I want you guys to take it to this next level. And so I want to talk to you specifically about even a few clients that I've had that have been absolute, like they did exactly everything that a financial advisor would hope they do, everything that Dave Ramsey would hope they do. But I want to address that. Now, for those of you that maybe are currently using Dave Ramsey, maybe you're paycheck to paycheck. Maybe you have this horrible spending habit. Maybe you need the kind of, you know, discipline and sometimes shaming that he and pressure that he puts on you. And that's okay. But he is definitely for some people, right? I would definitely say that Dave Ramsey has done a lot of good in this world, probably even more so than me to this point, right? I hope to someday be able to have as big of an impact as him, if not bigger. And hey, you guys are a big part of that. So again, I appreciate you guys doing that. But you know, I know he's doing a lot of good, but I also know that there's many of you stuck because he can get you only so far until you really don't quite experience the freedom you'd hoped you'd have. Because if you've noticed, those of you that have been his Dave Ramsey, really become his graduates, right? The poster children of what he talks about, you might now be debt-free, but realize that you're not free. You know, I'll just give you an example. One of my clients, he actually referred a chiropractor. They're friends with each other. They're both clients of mine. In fact, I just got done talking with this chiropractor and his wife, right? And there's amazing power couple. My goodness, like if I could clone these clients, I would. Like I would clone them over and over and over because they're the best type of people to work with, right? Because they're open-minded. They want to move forward and they're willing to act. They're willing to do something rather than cowering in fear. And so anyways, like when I first talked with them, they said, listen, we've been following your show for a while, but here's the thing is that, you know, we've got about a $3 million net worth, but we really have no passive income coming in and our business is amazing. Everything's amazing, but still we don't have that kind of freedom yet. And I said, so you're basically asset rich and cash poor, especially as they got their numbers. They said, yeah, that's exactly it. Kind of a mean way to put it, but yeah, we're asset rich and cash poor. The cash flow isn't really coming from those assets. And so that's been our focus, right? Now, I had another client, also a chiropractor out in San Diego. I'm going to use the tale of two chiropractors here. I work with a lot more than just chiropractors, but I'm going to use that example here. I have another one in San Diego. And now I worked with him years and years ago to do more Dave Ramsey type stuff, more things with budgets and savings. And he did an awesome job of that 10 years ago. Well, he reached out again a few years ago to me and said, Chris, okay, here's where I am. And he had two main assets. He had his own house and he had his investment property, both in California. Now, obviously, when I get people from the West Coast and they say they have investment properties, my automatic response is, okay, we're probably going to want to sell these properties, right? Because you probably have a very low return on equity. Well, this was no different. His cash flow, his net cash flow was $200 a month. Now, he was okay with that because he refinanced his property, his investment property, to be paid off faster. Same thing with his home. So he's paying these massive payments to try to pay him down faster. The $200 a month is just enough to get a little profit, but not that much, considering that his investment property has, as of this point, at that time, it was about $600,000 of equity, right? $600,000 of equity producing $200 a month. Now it's over $700,000 of equity because prices appreciated in the last 2 years, right? So now he's got over $700,000 of equity, still only making $200 a month. And his house, again, same thing. The difference between these two chiropractors is that this one, out of fear, could not let go of the Dave Ramsey mentality. His whole goal was in 6 years, from the time I first talked to him almost 2 years ago, was in 6 years, pay off both mortgages to free up $4,500 a month. Now, this is not a bad strategy, right? I mean, he's done an amazing job so far. But remember, he's like just paycheck to paycheck, you know, with as it goes along. If anything happens, whether it's the past 2 years, of course, COVID did happen. That did, you know, affect some things a little bit, especially being in California. But with that and anything in the next 4 years, that anything happens, that can jeopardize his goal for trying to become debt-free, right? Now, remember, debt-free doesn't mean you're financially free. Even if he kept that investment property, it's only going to pay him a little over $2,000 a month. So yeah, he won't have those mortgages anymore, but his cash flow really does only increase about $4,500 a month from what it is currently. So I said, hey, this could be much better because you've got $700,000 in his property. I just talked to him last month, by the way. So over $700,000 of equity in his investment property. He also has about $500,000 of equity in his home, right? Maybe more than that, but at least $500,000. I said, listen, like, I know that between you and your wife, it's have a hard time letting go and having debt, right? Because again, if you've listened to Dave Ramsey, he makes it seem like debt is so evil. But I want you to really question, is debt that evil? Because if it were, why do banks want so much of it, right? Why do banks love being in debt to you when you put money in their savings account? Is it because, you know, it's they just love not being financially free? Do they, I mean, I imagine they would want to be able to scream on the radio, just like with Dave Ramsey's show, and scream freedom, you know, like with Braveheart music going in the background. But why is it they want debt? Because they know how to be good stewards of that money. They know how to make more with it than what it costs them. Right now is an amazing time to have the right kind of debt, especially if it's low interest debt, you know, often leveraged with your home, you know, that kind of stuff is great. I don't mind having car loans. Even now, I can pay them off like that. I got way more cash than my car loans. But again, I know I can make more money than that 2.5-3% or whatever I'm being charged on my car loans. I don't care about paying those off super early. Now, there will be a point where I'll just say, close enough, pay it off, right? But for the most part, it's building my credit, you know, which I need, especially when I get the best interest rates possible for my investment properties, or for anything, even buying my own home. Yeah, I want the best rates possible. I want to have that good credit history. You know, I also want to have leverage of my money to make more than what it's going to cost me in those few thousand bucks of interest on those car loans, because that's literally as much as it costs me. By the way, if you ever want to see how much interest is going to cost you, pull up in a calculator. Now, on a mortgage, it might freak you out. You might say, oh my goodness, oh, I'm going to pay 100 and some odd thousand, or maybe a couple hundred thousand in interest on my mortgage over the life of that loan. But the question is, if you had that same money, say you had a $400,000 mortgage, right? $400,000 mortgage is not going to cost you much more than a few hundred thousand in interest over 30 years. Even if you'd saved up enough to pay it off, that $400,000, do you know what that could do for you? What if that only made 10%? That's $40,000 a year. Do you know within a matter of 5 to 10 years, you'll easily make more interest than it cost you for this entire 30 years. You understand that, right? Even if you make less percent, it doesn't matter. Even if it takes you 10 to 15 years, you'll still make more than trying to pay it off in 30 or less. So that's what happened with him. He froze up. He didn't want to do anything. Here's the biggest cost to him. Is the last 2 years, have we seen real estate prices increase? The answer is undeniably, yes. We've seen them increase quite a bit. So some of the best opportunities he had 2 years ago, because I told him, I said, even this about 2 years ago, I said, listen, if you go and you cash out, you know, one, sell your property. I said, sell your investment property. It's not worth keeping. I know it's your starter home. I know you're kind of married to it emotionally, but sell it. You're sitting on cash that should be used. I said, even if you got only $500,000 or $600,000 out of it after paying realtor's costs and closing costs and everything else, that $500,000 or $600,000 can make you easily $50,000, $60,000 a year or more. Now remember, he's only making $200 a month profit. And I'm talking about making $50,000 or $60,000 a year of profit. That's about $5,000 a month, right? I'm telling you, he can make off this versus $200 a month. Please tell me that this math is pretty easy to figure out. You want $200 a month or $5,000 a month? That was the option I gave him. And then I said, and do a cash out refinance in your house. Refinance the property. The payment would go up a little bit in his situation, but it was like $1,000 a month. But again, he would get $400,000 out. And again, at $400,000, it only made him $3,500 a month. Guess what? That's still $2,500 a month profit for no money out of pocket. We didn't even have to touch it and address the savings at all, which he has savings too, right? And again, Dave Ramsey is great if it's about getting a little tiny emergency fund, which I always tell people, get a bigger emergency fund than what he says, more than $1,000, but definitely get at least 6 months of emergency funds sitting in cash that you don't touch, at least 6 months of expenses. Two, he's talking about like, make sure you're tracking your money, be on a budget. Great stuff. All good things, especially if you're a spender and especially if you're just barely making it, because maybe you're not making a lot of money right now. You might need these basic foundational steps. But for those of you, I know most of the people that follow him aren't in this situation. Most people that follow him are actually really good savers already. They're already paying off their debt. They're already saving money. You are probably no different. You're probably already doing it. You might even be making great money too. And you're making great money. And this money now he's telling you to throw it in mutual funds, throw it in the stock market, gambling it away. Yeah, sure, the last 12 years have been great. But understand that they've called it a Wall Street waltz for a reason, right? Two steps forward, one step back. The average for the market is 2 years up, 1 year down. If you've had 12 up years in a row, what do you think could be happening coming up in the future? And remember, I just did a podcast saying that the stock market could continue going up, right? It could keep going up as high as it wants. But understand that, again, it's more than double what it typically does on an average year. So if the last 12 years have been more than double, it has to come swing back into balance again. There has to be that equilibrium once more. So again, why are you gambling into these kind of funds when you could be doing something different? This is what happened with him. So he's got his money locked up in his house, making 0% in both homes. The last 2 years, I guarantee that, you know, him having that extra, even if he had an extra $800,000 or $900,000 or more to invest with, even if he only made 10% a year, think of what money he missed out on, the opportunity cost. If it, say it was $800,000, 2 years at 10%, that means he'd been missing out on $160,000 sitting and thinking about it. $160,000, guys. That's a massive amount of money. Again, I could turn that into a cash flow, make me another $1,500 a month. And that's what I told him. I said, in 6 years, you should be able to make over $100,000 a year passively. Even after net of having the extra mortgage payment, he should be able to make at least another $70,000 just that first year. And by the next year, that probably would have increased pretty close to about $80,000. So like I said, at least $150,000, $160,000 he could have been making on his money, not including appreciation, everything else. You factor in appreciation if you bought investment properties with that. Oh my goodness. It could have been ridiculous, guys. This could have been not just $150,000 or $160,000. This could have been several hundred thousand dollars he could have made in the last 2 years. But again, he sat by and watched it. So when I spoke with him last month, I said, listen, don't touch your house. Just refinance it to a 30-year payment. You can always take that extra payment and put it back because he can actually lower his interest rate now compared to what it currently is. I said, you can actually lower your rate, still save money. Because again, the interest rate would still be the same if you paid the same payment. But now you have the extra money freed up. You don't cash any money out of your mortgage if you don't want to. I did tell him, I said, if you want to keep the mortgage payment the same, just cash out enough to keep the same mortgage payment, which would give him some more money. Regardless, I said, if you sell your investment property, That's $700,000 in your pocket that we can make more with than just $200 a month. You know, we can make at least $70,000 a year versus $2,400 a year, right? And that's the new challenge I give him. I'll see if he actually acts on it. Again, fear. It's amazing how so much fear in this, if you take the saver mentality too far and that Dave Ramsey mentality too far, you will end up sitting and missing easy opportunities. And we're not even gambling with this money. This is buying real assets. We're not gambling on appreciation. We're getting regular, consistent monthly cash flow. That's all we're talking about doing. Again, as you see on my shirt here, I love passive income, right? I love it. Like, you want passive income that's predictable and certain. We're not talking about gambling in Bitcoin or doing anything crazy. You know, we're not talking about buying Apple stock or anything of that nature, right? We're just talking about doing something that's steady, consistent, and sure. Again, there are no guarantees in life. And I'm not even saying that all of you should go and do this right now, because again, you can go do the same strategy and mess it up, right? That's why I want to contrast this with my other chiropractic client. You know, with that client, just in the last couple of months, guys, they've already deployed over $1 million, right? Deployed over $1 million. They've already bought not $800,000 worth of investment properties. They bought 8 investment properties. That's the number. The actual number, I think the value would have been, it's going to be pretty darn close to about $1.5 million worth of investment properties they've bought. So they're buying 8 investment properties. They're also investing in different syndications and funds. Some of the people you've even heard on this show. And we haven't even tallied the numbers yet, but I would guarantee that even if some of the syndications pay less the first year and pay more in later years, I can guarantee they're going to make at least $50,000 to $100,000 this year of gains on their money. They're not gambling anything in the stock market. By the way, they were debt-free, you know, and now they've actually got some money cashed out from refinance. They've got other assets, other things to keep them diversified too. They're looking to sell off one of their office buildings. And guys, like, and they're going to have another almost $750,000 they could deploy too. So the thing is, if they really, really wanted to, if they didn't want to sit on any cash, they could easily get this well over $150,000 a year of return, if not more than that. I mean, they could easily go higher than that too. But that's the cool thing, guys, is that they went from $3 million of net worth to virtually very little of any monthly income coming in, passive income, to now getting it into the 6 figures a year passive income. Guys, they could just about replace all their expenses within a year or two. That is the kind of freedom I want you guys to enjoy. So I ask you again, are you a Dave Ramsey graduate? Are you one of his poster children that now is asset rich and cash poor? Maybe you're debt free, but you're realizing, wait a minute, maybe utilize my debt would be a good thing. And maybe I don't have to utilize my debt. Maybe I could still be debt free and have passive income coming in. But guys, it requires a different level of thinking. It requires you to take it beyond his advice. Again, great advice for beginners, great advice for spendaholics. But if you want real financial freedom, it's not being debt-free. Debt-free does not create financial freedom because you still have expenses even when you're debt-free. If you don't have passive income replacing your active income so that you know if you lost your job or your business today, because either the government said you had to close down your business or you lost a job because you got laid off or whatever it might be, anything that happens, or even just your health fails, or maybe you want to spend more time with your family because your family has become lost. Maybe you need to be with them. Isn't it amazing to know that you can actually have the freedom to be with them, that you can say, I can step away from actively working because I've got enough passive income to support me and I can choose to do what I want with my time, or I can keep on working. I can keep on doing what I love because I love it. Guys, this is the very position I'm in today. I would not teach this if I weren't doing it myself. This is the kind of freedom I want you to experience. This is the kind of ripple effect I want you to experience. This is the kind of ripple effect I want you to pass on to your family, not just with yourself, but with your children and your children's children and beyond, generations beyond. That is the kind of ripple effect of freedom and prosperity I want you to experience that other people just don't have. And you have the choice to have it. Now, it may not be a year or two that you become financially independent, but it could be the next 5 to 10 years. Maybe it's 15 years. Guaranteed, it's going to be faster than probably whatever you're doing now. So guys, I invite you to do that. Hey, if you got questions, like I said, you know, you got questions for new shows or you have questions for me personally about your situation, shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com, and let's chat. But guys, I know that if you're a Dave Ramsey graduate or poster child, you can take it the next level up. You can take the next level class, so to speak, right? The next level in your education to be able to get this to really where the rubber hits the road and you actually have the real proof that you've got the money coming in. That is what I wish for you guys, because it's not just about the money, it's about the freedom and about the joy you can experience and the time you can buy back by having that passive income now. Guys, make it a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.